We finish with music, but it's something a little different today. Not a new artist or debut single to share with you, but quite the opposite. A reunion show to flag for you, and one that's going to have those of us who were alive in the 1980s and listening to music at that age particularly interested. If you were there in the early 80s, through the big hair and the dramatic makeup and the big ballooning sleeves of the new romantic rock era, you may remember the name Petit Cheval, a local band formed in Pretoria more than 40 years ago now. They landed a deal with Warner Brothers. They released their debut album in 1985. They had a couple of big hits. They were really, really famous in South Africa. And then they broke up. And we didn't hear from them again until 2024. And you will be able to see a Petit Cheval concert next Friday evening at the Barnyard Theatre in Tiger Valley and next Saturday at the Brass Bell in Cork Bay. It is my great pleasure to have on the line with me two of the members of the band, Petit Cheval's drummer Danny DeVette, joining us from Joburg, and from Los Angeles, their guitarist Craig Else, on the line to us as well. To both of you, a very warm welcome. Danny, it's a welcome back to Cape Talk for you. And Craig, thanks for, I would imagine, getting up fairly early to speak to us. Welcome to both of you.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Thanks, Craig. And Danny, hello again to you.
Hi.
Nice to have you back on again. Danny, let me start with you. Just take us back to the early 1980s. How old were you guys? Where were you? Who were you all when you met and first formed Petit Cheval?
We were mid-20s, and the band released Magical Touch, the first single. I was in London. Craig was playing drums, but he's an amazing musician and actually a guitarist primarily. And I came back from London, and I think I auditioned them, the band, and they auditioned me because I played with Evoid before. I joined the band, and then, things just started skyrocketed after that. Craig moved on to guitar, so let's hear from Craig.
Sorry, Craig, let's bring you in here. What was your story? Where did it begin for you with Petit Cheval?
Well, speak for yourself, mid-20s, I was 20. Yeah. I don't know. I think I was 20. I can't remember. But I moved. My mom was born in South Africa. We went over there. Mm-hmm. And I was 17. And I landed in Durban, worked in a recording studio. And then somebody told me, I just kept hearing about Joburg, and you got to go to Joburg if you're going to be there. Yeah. So I went up to Joburg, and I got a little gig in a recording studio just as a session guy. And Petit Cheval came in. They were kind of forming at that time. Danny wasn't involved, obviously. But I think John and Johan started it. And then it just skyrocketed from there. Yeah. And we played the concert in the park. We were kind of just forming when we played concerts in the park. We were just getting it together. But then after that, Danny came down. And that's when the band really just formed.
So John and Johan, for those who don't know, would be John Selby, the singer-songwriter, and bassist Johan Griesel. Concert in the Park, Craig, when you say those words, any South African who was listening to music in the 80s remembers what a landmark event that was, that massive coming together of people of all backgrounds and bands of all kinds of different genres, and this incredible opportunity for people to meet and meet each other through music in a place and in a way that South Africa didn't allow people to meet in those days. I mean, what was it like to be part of that event?
It was incredible. Yeah, I remember looking down. There's a hill. I can't remember where that is, in Yeovil. There's a big hill where you can sort of look down. You can see Ellis Park. And I remember looking down and just saying, there's no way we're going to get there, because there's no way that you could drive or anything like that. All the streets were all blocked up. And it was incredible. It was really fun.
Now, a lot of fame followed. Danny, let me bring you back in here at this point. The album came out. You had big hits like the one we're going to play out the show with today. You were really, really famous in the small place that was South Africa in the 1980s, because, of course, limited opportunities for bands with big dreams to go any further because of where we were in our history.
Actually, there were 3 TV stations and 7 bands that had record deals. Yeah. So if you had videos on those TV stations and you were one of those 7 bands, it actually was very easy. You were like super famous all the time within a small fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
Craig is the only person I know who played drums at the first concert in the park and guitar at the second concert in the park. One of my little anecdotes is, I didn't play the first one. I only came back from London after that. But my photo is in the record, because I joined the band, and when the album came out a few months later, The record company, which was Benji Moody and Kim Saville, they gave the picture of the current, you know, the band now, the new band.
Yeah.
So people, all my life, people at bars and dinner parties are saying, you must have been on drugs. You can't even remember that you were there. Look here, you're on the record. And I'm like, no, I wasn't actually there.
Danny, what caused you guys to break up when you did? Because you were, I mean, you were riding this wave. And as you say, maybe big fish in a small pond, but it felt like there were perhaps big opportunities to be explored if you were prepared to step out of that pond, and then you broke up. What actually went wrong?
I can tell you, brutally honest, John did a song called The Info Song, and all those artists with Leslie Ray Dowling, and they all got paid a whole lot of money, but it was a government-funded thing. And essentially, without going into too much detail, that was kind of the end. John went overseas trying to see if he could get a deal for us, but not all the band had bought into that. I mean, Wendy Oldfield gave the money back. And I salute her for that to this day. Obviously, Brenda Foster, she told them all to take a running jump. And that was it. It was for us. It just suddenly all just stopped.
So why then the decision to bring it all back together in 2024? As I mentioned, you're playing a gig Friday night at the Barnyard Theatre in Tiger Valley. This is next week, Friday the 22nd, and Saturday at the Brass Bell. Why now and why those locations?
Okay, well, Sheldon and Fistful are in Cape Town, and Craig and I are doing a thing at Splashy Fen in Durban the next week. So coming through Cape Town, we thought this was an ideal opportunity for the four of us to play. Unfortunately, Johan Fistful is like the best sound engineer in South Africa. He's worked with Jeff Beck and Steve Winwood and Chris de Burgh, and he's been booked for a show. He's so talented. So my friend Terry Ondalis, who played with me in Void, before it was their Void, he's stepping up on the bass. And it was just too good an opportunity to miss. I said, I'll come down from Joburg. There was four of us in town. Unfortunately, Chris was dropped out this time, and Terry's taking his place. And then we've got two. John just said, no, thanks. He's in Israel.
Okay.
And we've got two great singers, Dave Owens from the Cape Town band Lithium.
Oh, he's amazing.
They were a great grunge band. He was a phenomenal singer. And Jay Wilson from the Cavalier. Two young, tattooed, well, young compared to us, tattooed and ready to rock vocalists. We're so looking forward to this, to playing with, you know, especially Craig. Craig is the best musician I've ever played with. So this is a real honor for me.
And that's high praise, Craig, given that I'm going to point out that Danny is one of the founding members of Vonnebohm, as we know it today. It's very high praise indeed. Craig, I mean, you must be excited to come and play with somebody who feels that way about your musical skills. But how excited are you about this tour?
With Danny. I'm thrilled. I'm just going to be throwing my arms around Danny. I love the guy. And we're just going to have, that's part of it, you know, to me. It's we've shared so much. It's partly selfish. It's just we want to get together and play again. So that's what we're going to do. I love Danny to death, and he's an amazing drummer. I mean, we're just going to blow minds. That's going to be great.
I hope you're going to have an absolute ball. Thank you so much. Craig Els on the line from Los Angeles and Danny DeVette currently in Joburg, but they will both be in Cape Town next weekend. If you'd like to go and see Petit Cheval's reunion gigs, there is one at the Barnard Theatre Friday the 22nd of March at 7:30 p.m. That's in Tiger Valley. Tickets are $175, and for that one, you book on barnyardtheatre.co.za. They're also playing alongside the Deadbeats, who do the most amazing covers of the big 80s rock band. I can vouch for that. You will absolutely love it. If you were a fan of the grunge and the punk and the rock of the 80s and early 90s, you will absolutely love that. And then Saturday night at the Brass Bell in Cork Bay, the doors will open at 5 p.m. and I know the show is from 6 to 8 p.m. So please check out those venues, Facebook pages and websites, etc., for booking details if you'd like to secure your seats. Danny and Craig, we hope it's as much fun for you as it's going to be for the audiences. Can we play 30 seconds of a Petit Cheval song just to remind our listeners what they sounded like before we say goodbye?
We will all strive to be true, but in the end I'll hate your human weaknesses.
I bet you remember that one, and you're probably picturing big hair and big billowing white sleeves and lots of eyeliner, and you're absolutely right. It is that music video you're rolling in your head. If you want to see it live, get to the Barnard Theatre Tiger Valley on Friday the 22nd of March or the Brass Bell in Cork Bay on Saturday the 23rd for the Petit Cheval reunion show.